You know what this weekend is? Memorial Day weekend. Normally this weekend, if it was any other year except right now, friends and family would be getting together so they could have a barbecue, particularly on a day that they should be at work. But no, they'll be getting together instead of actually remembering and memorializing what Memorial Day is all about. It's about remembering the fallen soldier. To remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could enjoy our freedoms. And mostly anybody thinks about is when it comes to Memorial Day is the Greatest Generation. Those that fought in World War II, they answered the call. They weren't the only ones. Generations thereafter, and even today, there are those answering the call. And I salute them. But is the time to remember the fallen? Because they are forgotten at times. I actually shared on my Facebook page, my business one, the Shadow Warriors Project. Those are the soldiers that continue serving even after they're out of considered United States Armed Forces. So they do private contracting work. And they're completely forgotten and ignored. So if you can support them, then I'd greatly appreciate that. But what would they say about right now? You can't do anything if you're in a lockdown area. We have governors telling us that some of us are not important. Is that important enough for you to go out to work in the name of public safety? So the discriminating, inequality, that's what they normally accuse us conservatives of. Instead, those in power, like in California, the blue states, all of them, they all say the same thing. You're not important. I'm sick of it. You know what I'm sick of too? I'm sick of mask shaming. And I'm sick of those that are too afraid to get out of their front door, shaming those that are brave enough to go out. No one's telling you to get out of the house. You stay home. I've been in essential work. I've been under that category. So I've still been having to go out there in the so-called worst of it. I wear a mask. I've been wearing a mask before it was made a thing. And I've been wearing gloves for the past 2 years. Because I was sick of always washing my hands after everything that I have to get in touch with. In the business that I do, it's a bit of a filthy business. So I wear masks. I wear gloves. I carry Purell wherever I went. Nothing's really changed for me. I believe in good hygiene. But if you think the mask is going to save you, if it hasn't saved the frontline workers, why do you think it's going to save you? Just because someone isn't brave, doesn't want to wear a mask, doesn't mean you got to go around accusing them that they're going to kill your grandma. How stupid and shallow is that argument? Especially from those that are proudly supporting abortion. Really? Even if it saves one life, right? Stay home. But you need to go kill a baby. And if you're in New York up until birth, go kill it. Yeah, because they really care about life there, huh? Our civil liberties are under attack. I talk about this on my website. This is not meant to be an advertisement, but it is an outlet. And for those of you that are like-minded or are brave enough to hear a different perspective than what you normally hear, the chorus that you enjoy listening to, then I welcome you to come to my website so you can actually hear a different perspective of things. I don't just talk about business. I talk about life. I talk about tech. Talk about movies, soundtracks, and all that stuff. I like things too. I'm human. We just may not agree on a lot of things. Just like we don't agree on colors sometimes. But one thing that I cannot stand on sidelines anymore for is all this shaming. There are people that are hurting. And I'm sick of seeing it. I see it every time I go out there. Every time I see those food lines. The food banks running low. I take in donations that have been rejected during COVID. Because like, oh, it's, you know, we can't accept them. So where do you accept them from? Walmart, Amazon, Target? You can go there freely. Home Depot? We all gotta come together during this crazy time. Really crazy time. A lot of stuff is happening in the name of the public health and good, which is not good. And again, I talk about it, but the big techs have been silencing me. Even if I pay to promote whatever I need to promote, like in advertising, they won't let me. They've been silencing some of my videos, they've been demonetizing me, taking some of my stuff down, blocking me altogether. I'm just not deplatformed yet. So that's why I knew I had to keep my stuff on my own website, which I do. But all I'm just saying, this weekend, take time to remember the fallen, what they braved, which is nothing compared to now. So are you going to answer the call of the generation that depends on us? I'm not saying reopen everything. No, of course not. Not like that. You got to do it measured, obviously. We know better now. We know better now. But I go more in depth somewhere else. I'm not going to do that here. All I can say is this: I am essential, and so are you. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, everyone.